It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It is California Wine Country time. Dan Berger's here, and we're going to be pairing burgers and wine. James, the owner from Vine Burgers, is coming in with hamburgers.
We're going to start with a Sauvignon Blanc, actually.
We're going to start with some big news from you first.
Well, yeah.
But oh, you got some Riesling? Or no, Sauvignon Blanc?
This is Sauvignon Blanc. Okay. We're going to start with this. This is an old one. This is from the cellar.
How old?
It's a 2013 Sauvignon Blanc.
That's old.
It's a little on the tired side, but it's tasty.
Okay.
Well, interesting.
Let's start with your big announcement. This is cool.
Oh, the announcement, yeah. Well, on April Fool's Day, which is Monday, we're going to start selling my homemade Riesling, of which there's 95 cases. It's going to be, it's called Ball Fratty, B-A-H-L-F-R-A-T-T-Y.
And that is Bootling.
And that's Bootling for great wine.
Wow. And where?
It's only on the internet. We're going to sell it at ballfratty.com, B-A-H-L-F-R-A-T-T-Y. It's $38 a bottle. Most people will think it's a little too expensive, but what the hell. That's the way it is. Cost me a lot of money to make it, so.
I like your attitude, man. I always have. Well, we've got Dan Berger, we got hamburgers, and we got James Bias, the owner of Vine Burgers in Santa Rosa. Everyone's raving about it and talking about it. It's Gourmet Burgers. It's a wine bar. You're doing craft brews. And as it says on the website, to ensure the best quality, we source 100% of our produce, wine, and craft beer from local vendors. And that's a good thing. They're on Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. When did you start this, and what was the genesis of it?
Yeah, I've been in the restaurant business since I was a little kid. I grew up in my parents' bakery in Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, cool.
And kind of evolved from there.
Oh, thus the Orioles hat.
The Orioles hat. You know, it just kind of all came together. It was my dream. I was tired of, like, fast food places. So there were a lot of boutique burger places in D.C., and where I grew up, you know, in the restaurant biz out in D.C., and realized that there's not a one-stop shop for, like, these incredible gourmet burgers. So right. Working at all the restaurants and gaining all the knowledge and seeing all these different burgers like tuna and crab cakes and really good veggie burgers and things like that, I kind of said, well, I want to make an ultimate one-stop shop for premium gourmet burgers.
And as it says on the website, this is not fast food, my friends. It's not fast food.
Not at all.
No. How did you wind up in California?
The wine biz. Wine biz is my Hollywood. I came out here and I'm just extremely passionate about wine, more so than burgers, but it comes together. I'm very passionate about cooking. I've been cooking since I was about 8 years old. I literally had two jobs at 8 years old, and one of them was working in the bakery. The other was a paper route. So that's my work ethic right there. And then, so to put all that together, you know, each burger gets its own, you know, a unique care. And we're not going to serve gourmet burgers with canned wines and low quality wines.
More
these
beers.
Artisanal wines are, and highlighting some of the best value producers in the world is my goal, what I do at Vine Burgers.
When did you open?
March 2022.
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah, we're two.
And
we're
still haven't made it.
I got your card one day. Somebody gave me a card. Said Steve Jackson on it. Might have been Dan. It was probably Dan.
It was probably Dan, yeah. Well, this is really a cool place, and we're doing kind of a hamburger wine pairing today with James from the great burger place, Vine Burgers. Tell us what you brought. I don't know.
Well, we stuck with the standard. So the beef burger from Tamales Bay. It's the Stemple Creek organic, you know, farm raised out there. It's beautiful, beautiful beef.
Good Lord, look at that.
Yeah, just a 6 ounce patty with fresh produce. We slice our own pickles. We patty
That's
them
huge.
By hand. We season them in and out. I cook a nice mid rare to medium for you.
Yes, I like that. What's the cheese?
I just put a sharp white cheddar on that one.
Very nice.
Kept it basic for you, Dan. Another sauce on the side there if you want to put something on there. Creamy avocado that we make in-house. I've got homemade Chipotle barbecues, my signature sauce, and then I brought some Chipotle aioli, too, which is always fun.
Ah, Chipotle. I like that. God, that's good.
And there's also an avocado sauce that is
that's in there. With the Brussels.
And we're tasting a white wine blend, right?
Yeah. This one is made by Sans Liège in Paso Robles, and they do Rhone varietal so well there in such a hot climate. I was very, very pleasantly pleased with, you know, this is balanced and bright and elegant, but yet still has a good richness to it.
It is
and
all of the above.
It's made with Viognier mostly, but it's not in your face Viognier. It's Viognier with Marsan, Roussan, Grenache Blanc, and
Cabernet. And there's a lot going on in here, Dan.
And this is a classic example of what James does. Is he'll find these things, these little obscure properties that maybe not even from this county. And he'll find them. This is from Paso Robles. This is delicious stuff. Fabulous wine. It's called Coast to Coast. What is it called?
Coast to Coast.
Yeah. Well, that's clever.
Instead of Cote de Rome.
And James Heard, I'm a Chardonnay guy, and you brought a red car. I love red car Chard.
I haven't seen anybody pouring the Sonoma Coast by the glass, but there might be somebody out there. But I've seen the Pinot by the glass. This is beautiful. I mean, the properties and vineyards they get fruit from are, you know, they're right next to Flowers and Fort Ross, Seaview out there.
Yeah.
And they have some estate properties as well.
They've been on the show before.
Yeah, this is, I think, like a 150, 200 case production. It's really small.
Wow. Beautiful. James Bias from Vineburgers, and it's vineburgers.com in Santa Rosa on Industrial Drive. You know, that's a brilliant idea that you had, dude. I mean, come on.
Which part?
What Sonoma County needs. Combining great craft beers and great wine with incredible gourmet burgers, man. I mean,
that's a very serious burger. But I have always a problem when I go in there because I like the tuna and I like, you know, the crab burger that you serve. It's not exactly a burger, but it's a crab sandwich.
Yeah.
It's to die for. Mm. It's absolutely it's one of the great things you do.
Yeah, you can say it, Dan. Don't be shy.
Go to vineburgers.com if you have not been there yet, and you can look at photos of some of the burgers, and then you will get in your car, even if it's pouring rain, and you will drive to the restaurant and order burgers and wine. Yeah. And how many different wines do you have?
We have, I think, 12 or 13. So we have a house red and white. We have about six different whites, six different reds, but then we have a port as well. I wanted to make it diverse. We have rosé. We have sparkling. We have...
Good.
We'll do mimosas on the weekend if you want really good orange juice. We have lots of different whites and reds. We have a sweet Riesling. We have... the port wine is great for dessert or digestif, so... Yeah, big diversity. I just want to be contribute to the like all these other people, you know, late millennials. We're old millennials that really want to keep people drinking wine. And I thought, well, we're doing gourmet burgers. Let's make wine approachable. Approach it with a value to world class producers and things you don't see typically poured by the glass out here. And it's not just Sonoma County because that's what everybody does.
Yes, exactly.
I kind of wanted them to take a trip around the world and discover things and get excited.
Well, it's a brilliant idea, and I can see why it's so successful and people are talking about it. And I mean, just about everyone I know has been there and has raved about it. And I keep saying, I got to get there.
Well, it's
or at least
like
get James
else.
In so he'll bring a burger.
In today's
and some
world,
wine.
If you go out to a restaurant, in a typical white tablecloth restaurant, it's going to cost you close to $100 per person. I mean, that's just a normal expenditure. And today, if you spend anything less than $50, you're thinking you've got a bargain. What James is doing is giving you quality food at fair prices. Admittedly, it's a casual setting, but you know, next year, who knows what James is going to do next? I mean, this is the beginning of this project is all about delivering quality at a fair price. That's something that you can't really expect some restaurants to do anymore.
No, not at all.
If you're established already and you've already got the white tablecloths out, you have to charge. But James is not doing it that way. He's going the other direction.
Man.
That's delicious.
That is great wine.
Yeah, this is a local guy. He actually, I kid you not, he lives on this street.
So, really?
Rick, shout out to Rick Davis at CalStar Cellars. Rosé Pinot Meunier, Russian River, 2022. Still drinking beautiful.
Rick Davis is the most underrated winemaker in this county.
Ooh.
Most underrated.
Really?
He's a quiet guy. He doesn't say much. He's very quiet when he speaks. But, boy, his wines are dynamite. And this is one of them. This is the CalStar Rosé of Pinot Meunier, which is a Pinot Noir.
Talk about Pinot
Meunier. Yeah.
I mean, I went to high school with a kid named Pino Meunier, but he had nothing to do with wine. But tell me what Pinot Meunier
is sort of like Pinot Noir. It's like a clone, almost a clone of Pinot Noir. It's actually a separate variety. It makes a good red wine,
wow.
But it's typically much lighter in style. So what Rick did was to make a rosé out of it, and this rosé is absolutely delicious.
It is. What year is this?
It's 2022, still holding up nicely. I bought it from them a little bit ago, and we finally got it on the menu.
That's a beautiful rosé.
It drinks just in time for the weather to get nice and super versatile. You could have it with a salmon burger. You could have it with the veggie burger, with the hoisin. It could pair against the barbecue, the spiciness and the savoriness. And you can pop it with a kale and quinoa salad with some fresh fruit in it, you know?
Wow, it is Vineburgers in Santa Rosa. You guys have staggered hours, Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2:30, and then opening it up again for dinner at 4:30, and it goes till 8. Friday a little longer, going till 9, but pretty much every day the hours are staggered? Saturday and Sunday all the way through, yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's just not enough tables come in the middle of the day, and I modeled it after the longest-standing restaurants in the area do the same thing.
Yeah. No, a lot of
and there's a beautiful TV in there if you want to watch the Warrior games.
We got Madness on tonight, March Madness.
March Madness is going on the TV, so no problems. And good beer. You want to talk about the beer?
Yeah, talk about the beer.
Oh, yeah. No, we picked the best local suppliers we could get. The Iron Ox is around the corner. We pour their pills. Cooperage, we just popped the Granddaddy Terp double IPA. I go to Cooperage all the time. You could walk there in 2 minutes from my restaurant. And then Roanoke Park, we got the other Baltimore guys at Parliament. And then Hen House, of course. Hen House being, Santa Rosa's favorite.
We love Hen House.
Expanding like crazy all over the Bay Area.
Wow. Well.
This is quite a project. I'm sold on this property.
Well, I know. You've been there 30 times in the last 30 days. So, if I do the math, I think you've been there every day.
I got to have my head examined.
We're very grateful for our support.
Yeah. We'll talk. Dan, as a customer that goes there all the time, give me more of your take on...
What I like about the wine program is that it doesn't change radically, but when it does change, it's always something unusually very interesting and different. And James is constantly looking for unusual local producers that give you something that's unique. And this is one thing that you don't see in a cafe. In a typical cafe atmosphere, you're going to get something that's sort of very simple. The wine program will be simple. The wine program will be ordinary. Here, the wine program is very distinctive. James is trying to do something different every time he changes anything on the list.
Yeah, and the whole idea of hamburgers and such, and wine pairing, or beer pairing is wonderful. I don't have an implement, so I just started licking this sauce. That is killer.
That's just one of them.
Yeah,
that's creamy avocado. And some people dip their fries in this stuff. So.
Yes, I would.
I charge extra for that one.
Yeah, lots of great sides, salads, and these sauces, man, and dressings.
And the Brussels sprouts are on your plate over there. And you should try the Brussels sprout. You would not believe how good those. They're just terrific.
Oh, look, Mike just gave me some chips. I can dip into the sauce.
Put on your burger.
There you go. That's the end of dinner.
What else is in here in the avocado
it's
sauce?
It's mostly fresh avocado, a touch of sour cream, cilantro, lime juice, salt and pepper. Just easy, quick, simple, and delicious. Nice.
And new people are making this in-house every day.
I make it fresh every other day. Yeah, it's like it lasts a couple of days, and that's it. Or it's gone by then.
That's a classic recipe. Many years ago when I was writing food stories instead of wine, I went to the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago at McCormick Place, and what I found was that there were preparations that you can buy, and it's simple. You just buy them, and you take them, and you open them up, and you serve. But they're always the same.
Yeah.
What you get here is fresh made. It's made right on the premises. This is, to me, that's the secret to great food, is make it and serve it, and not let it be an ordinary processed product that comes from a machine or a factory.
Well, James, I'm so glad you gave up the paper route and opened this restaurant.
Long time ago. Now, the funny thing is that, though, that being such a small restaurant, it keeps us in line and in check, like, of the freshest, because you can't order too much. I can't order 100 pounds of beef at a time.
Exactly.
I have to order, you know, 65 and 65, or depending on how busy the week is. We hand patty every single burger, press our homemade seasoning into it like you would at home with a patty press.
What is this?
This is B.B. Grotz is one of my favorite, you know, producers from Tuscany. They make modernistic, beautiful, delicious Sangiovese.
It's Chianti type.
But declassified.
So it's cheaper. Yeah.
But this is like $10 a bottle, right? $10 a glass.
Wow.
That goes for an amazing value. This is a 100-point winemaker who I've sold his wines for years. They make 100-point wines. They make collectible wines. And just to be able to pour their name brand, and every label's even done by an artist. I mean, for $10, this is an insane value. People love it.
And it's delicious.
Bright cherries, velvety, spicy.
If you went to a standard cafe, this wine would never be available.
Right.
You'd never see this wine. And what you would get would be something that would be the same price, but it would be about one-third the quality. This is three times the quality at approximately the same price you would pay anywhere else, and maybe less here.
I trust the producer to drink any other wines.
As one of the reasons that this cafe works for me is that James knows wine, and he knows quality wine. And so that's why this wine program is so incredibly interesting, because it changes just enough so that it keeps you off balance. If you go in once a week, you'll find that the wine list wouldn't have changed every other day or every fourth day. But a month later, you've got to go in at least once a month to see what's going on with the wine program. That's really exciting.
And Dan mentioned to me before you got in, James, there's no corkage fee.
No corkage fee, man.
Which is amazing.
I've been in the industry a long time. Yeah. I want wine folks, which are our best supporters. Thank you, wine country. Thank you, winemakers and wine lovers and writers. I mean, Dan's been a great advocate of ours, and they've been our number one supporters. And that's what I want. My dream was, I used to buy their wines, then I used to sell them wine, then I used to sell their wines, and now I get to cook for them. So.
Yeah.
That's my progression.
And
out here.
The amount of non-corkage fee restaurants has gone way up. Way down.
Way down.
Yeah, everyone's starting to.
Everybody's charging $30.
One of my hangouts, that was one of their big deals, no corkage fee.
Right.
Until about 6 months ago, and they said, corkage fee.
Yeah, well, and it's the way. Everybody has to do something to increase their revenue. I understand. But to take it out on a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, when there's your typical dining situation on a Tuesday or Wednesday night is going to be limited. You don't get a lot of people coming in on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. It's a Saturday and the Friday night people. Those are the people who go out to dinner.
Sure.
Well, on a Tuesday night, Wednesday night, why don't you drop the corkage down to zero so that you can encourage the wine lovers to come in on the off nights? I go out whenever I can find a decent opportunity to go out. And if it's a Tuesday night and the corkage is still $30 a bottle, forget it. I'll prepare my own food at home.
Yes, exactly. Because you don't charge yourself a corkage fee anymore.
I charge myself.
I think you used to.
I charge as much as anybody, and I put it from. I take it from one pocket and I put it in the other pocket.
This last taste, James, this is a Sangiovese?
It is, it's beautiful, man.
Man.
It's 2020 also, it's 4 years old.
Wow, there's a lot going on in there. That's lovely.
Yeah, killer. And what I just one final point about what Weinberger's has done. It's changing the culture of food in restaurants in Sonoma County in a small way, which I hope catches on with other people. I want to see more people understand how James has created a culture that really makes sense to the average diner. And if you can see that one time, just go one time to Weinberger's and try that hamburger and see how that works. And then to see how good quality wine with good quality food,
Yes.
It all works.
It's a beautiful thing. It's Vine Burgers, vineburgers.com. He is James Bias, owner of Vine Burgers. Off the top of your head, how many staff do you guys have?
We keep about 9 or 10 on staff. We have typically one server, but when it's busy, we'll put two on. My dream is to have two servers every day.
Right on.
We got to fill those seats. I have 48 seats in a 1,200 square foot space. We fill up sometimes. It's just rare. So we need to get those seats filled more.
Open for lunch and, of course, dinners.
Lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Yeah. And Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday noon to 7 p.m.
Yeah, we may change those hours with the longer days now. We may go an hour later in the evening.
Yeah,
so
it makes
thinking
sense.
Thinking about that soon.
I tasted this burger, and now I don't want to touch it again till I get home. It's my dinner.
It is truly. Talk about a little bit about that beef.
Stemple Creek, they make 100% grass-fed. They're sustainably farmed. They're, like, generational. I think it's 3 generations working on the farm. They have. Every time I drive out to Tamales Bay, when someone comes to town, I take them there. We drive down the coast. We pass by those pastures every time. And Golden Gate Meats actually processes it for us fresh. They vacuum pack it. They send it over the day that they grind it. We have it in your mouth within 3 days of it being ground. So that's how we do it. And with a small kitchen, like I said, you produce every day. Everything's done by hand. There's like 5 sauces we don't make, but everything, we shuck our corn, we cut our Brussels, we slice every single pickle on your burger.
Yeah. That's amazing, man.
Unique opportunity for Sonoma County.
It is. Dan, you mentioned Caesar salad.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is great.
It's an excellent Caesar salad. It's not, I wouldn't call it necessarily a classic, but, you know, tableside is classic. You make the salad at the table. No, you can't afford to do that at this point.
No.
But the Caesar is very, very good.
And you're making the dressings, too.
I don't. So the only things I don't make are the ranch and Caesar. I couldn't keep up with those. But then the ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. But we use the highest quality out there. We use, like, really good quality favorites, classics. But the Caesar's Hellman's, to be real. Yeah. But the thing that makes the Caesar salad, though, what I do differently, is fresh grated Grana Padano cheese, which are on your Brussels, the asparagus, the Caesar salad, and the kale quinoa salad. That cheese is phenomenal.
Grana
Padano.
Yeah.
That's the one that, you know, you go to Italy, that's the one they're using while they're exporting, getting premium prices for all the Parmesan.
Vine Burgers on Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Again, talk about your Riesling that will now be on sale.
Ball Fratty, BALFRATTY, Ball Fratty Riesling is completely dry, completely, completely, completely dry.
James, pleasure to meet you, man. I can't wait to get in there and experience it myself, and I can't wait to get home and eat this burger.
You too. Thanks for having me, and thanks for your support.
Amen. Our pleasure.